Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Exodus 23 today, verses 14 through 17. Exodus 23, 14 through 17. It says, "Three times in the year you shall keep a feast to me," God says. "You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. As I commanded you, you shall eat unleavened bread for 7 days at the appointed time in the month of Abib. For in it you came out of Egypt. None shall appear before me empty-handed. You shall keep the feast of harvest of the firstfruits of your labor. And what you sow in the field, you shall keep the feast of ingathering at the end of the year when you gather in from the field the fruit of your labor. 3 times in the year shall all your males appear before the Lord God." Here we see that God had instituted that in his law, 3 times a year, the men especially were to come to Jerusalem to celebrate God's provision for them. I want you to see this. They were coming to celebrate 3 different feasts. The first one is, as we saw here, the Passover, the unleavened bread, the feast on unleavened bread. That's when he rescued them from Egypt. The second was the first fruits, the time of the first fruits. They were to come and offer their first fruits to God. And lastly, they were to come when God gave them the final, at the end of the final harvest, to celebrate and to worship him for how he had provided for them. Now, there's a lot going on here and why God wants them to do this these 3 times. There's so many things that the feasts are pointing to when it comes to the Messiah and so on. But at the same time, by leaving home and traveling by foot, remember, there are no helicopters or cars or buses or train system. They had to walk from all over Israel to Jerusalem. And having been to Israel a few years ago, it is possible to walk the country. But it'll take you a few days as well in doing so. But they were to all, by leaving home, they were trusting in his continued provision for them because they wouldn't be out there doing the work on their fields. By giving God the first fruits, they were trusting that he was going to take care of the rest of their harvest. By offering a lamb at the Passover, it was appointing to the Messiah and the final Passover lamb as well, but it was also a way of showing, I'm going to give to you and watch how you will provide for me. All the way through, they were showing, by coming 3 times a year to Jerusalem to celebrate, they were showing their trust in him, they were worshiping him for his provision. And you may not have thought about this as well, but it was also a time of fellowship and unity and encouragement. How cool would it have been to be walking from all over Israel and to see all these men, especially walking from all over Israel, heading to Jerusalem. And they probably hugged when they saw each other, and some were family members or friends and hadn't seen each other since the last feast that they were to gather together. And what an encouragement it must have been to see the thousands and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people walking from all over, coming together to worship God in Jerusalem. You know, that's why I look forward to Sunday mornings when I gather with churches around the country and even in my home church at First Baptist Merritt Island. It's so cool to see people that I know and love come as well as me to encourage each other and to hug each other and to remind each other we're not alone in this world. Hebrews 10 verses 19 and following says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that is opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Folks, I pray that when you gather together in your houses for worship and places that you gather, that it'll be an encouragement to see the people coming from everywhere to come worship the Lord. Our church, we gather on around Thanksgiving, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Everybody comes walking up to the church carrying frozen turkeys that everybody's donating to a feeding ministry that our church has. And literally thousands of turkeys are gathered. And it's such an encouragement to see others coming carrying frozen turkeys to the freezer truck that's going to be parked outside our church. Folks, we're an encouragement to each other. And it's also a chance to be reminded of his provision for us through Jesus Christ. I pray that you experience what God set up these 3 times a year that they were to come to Jerusalem for, knowing who your provision is in Jesus, and encouraged by others who are joining with you. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.